Wisconsin has historically had trouble getting an accurate representation of minorities on juries. Milwaukee lawyer Arthur Heitzer says it can make a difference, especially in cases where different ethnic groups have different perceptions of an issue. For example, in one case he tried, the solitary black juror believed a company had discriminated against an African American employee, but the all-white majority of the jury acquitted the company.
So that just shows, I think, how important it is to have a jury that's representative of the entire community.
The problem of underrepresentation of minorities partly comes down to which lists of citizens are used to draw jury pools. Courts in Dane County in southern Wisconsin use lists of licensed drivers. Pat Watkins is on a county committee which discovered that that method had its problems.
The minority jurors were not receiving their summonses, and the assumption was that because a lot of these folks were in lower income brackets and lower income people tend to move more often, the summonses that were mailed out were not received. They were undeliverable.
Things are now even worse. The last state budget said driver's lists only have to be updated every 8 years instead of every four, so it's that much harder to get current addresses for people who move a lot. Some have suggested getting jurors from a more accurate, smaller list of just people who've renewed or gotten new licenses in the last 2 years. Some counties use different lists entirely. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.